Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Audience? Jeez Louise. I don't even know if the show is live. I'm having a lot of technical difficulties. The internet is down. I don't even know if this is going out. Give me one more minute to try to get in another way. Thank you, audience. Audience, are you still there with me? Oh, my gosh, a lot of technical difficulties this morning. Oh, I don't know what's going on with the internet. You know how sometimes this energy. Let's start the show the right way.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. 9 minutes later than the show is supposed to start. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and as always, I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the audience. And you know what's interesting? This show is about what just happened 10 minutes ago. I don't know if you know a little bit of the details, background, but, you know, trying to get on internet, trying to connect to the station, trying to getting kicked out, internet not working, plug in, plug out, disconnect, reconnect, boot, reboot, blippity, blippity, blip. But the bottom line is, how are you feeling about all of this stuff that is, quote, not planned or not, quite frankly, not in the plan. And what I'm here to tell you, what I've learned, is that all of it, all of it is part of a big plan. Everything, even getting lost, even losing your wallet, even not being able to connect, even having health issues, even having homeless issues, whatever challenges you want to name, this life is about how to navigate through everything that happens and maintaining and sustaining this internal peaceful energy, this calming, peaceful energy, even though there's a storm, even though you're in the middle of the tsunami, even though I can look outside my window. Now I'm in California, and my next-door neighbor, well, two of my next-door neighbors, when I say two cities down is the city of Duarte, and the city of Duarte and also the city of Azusa, all these cities east were having huge fires. And last week, I could smell smoke from my house. I can even see the fires coming from the mountains from my house. So it's really about all of this stuff. Life is going to happen. Stuff is going to happen. How do we maintain this calmness? How do we stay set in this? How do we keep our vibration calm and peaceful, even in the middle of the storm? Well, one of the things that I shared last week, welcome all my new listeners. You can call in at area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And just press the number 1 if you want to speak with me live. I have a few people in the queue. I'm always open for conversation. You all know that. But let me share with you what I wanted to talk about. We talked about last week a little bit about being programmed for unhappiness. You know, we always talk about happy, but where did it all start and where did it all begin? And if you listen to the show, and some of you have and some of you haven't, so forgive me if you've heard this before. Well, don't forgive me. Forgive me. I'm going to say it again. it's When you recognize that, really, where did I come up with this thought? That I gave an example last week, how I, at a certain age, and now I'm dying my gray hair. You know, I got gray hair close to the to my forehead, and of course, I remember telling you that when I was younger, I was insulted, and I was told I had a 5 head, not a 4 head. But I digress. So very self-conscious about I used to be very self-conscious about my forehead. But anyway, and so I'm dyeing my hair. You know, you get a little certain age, you dye your hair. And I remember last week I looked at my hair and I said, that's better, you know, after I dyed the gray, the roots. I said, that's better. That looks better. And then I stopped and I said, well, at least I was programmed to think color looks better than gray hair. Colored hair, black, blonde, red, even colors look better than gray hair. And I kept dyeing my hair and dyeing it because why? Because I'm programmed to think that's what I'm, quote, supposed to do. And not only supposed to, it looks better. And I've always looked at women with gray hair, and they look young for their age, but they have the gray hair, and they care less about dyeing their hair. And I've always looked and said, wow, that just takes so much courage, or that takes so much something to be able to walk around, you know, at a young age with gray hair and not give a crap about, in other words, to be okay with it. And quite frankly, so I got to this point where I'm thinking, it's really about an energy. So now I'm thinking, how do I get to a place where the preferences. Remember, we talked before about having a preference, and having preferences will always come back to subtracting from your happiness. I know I've had conversations about that, and some people agree with me and some people don't. But definitely having a preference about which looks better, brown hair or red hair or gray hair, having a preference. Well, thinking that brown hair or red hair looks better than gray, can you feel how much work all that is and that energy? But how about just accepting everything? And even if I continue to dye my hair, but to shift with my thinking about this looks better than that. Brown hair looks better than gray hair. Because quite frankly, that's not even a true statement. But I was programmed to believe that. And it's really very freeing and very liberating when you recognize what is a program and what is reality. Let me share something else that I get this all the time. I talk, not a lot to a lot of people, but there are a few people that I speak with during the week and, you know, quote, spiritual people. And I had a conversation with a woman that I just met this week. And we were talking about, she said to me, and I get this a lot, well, what are your goals? What are your plans? What do you visualize? What do you want? You know, what do you want to see happen in your future? And I get that a lot. And I'm really to a point where I just say, well, whatever the universe decides is going to be okay with me. I'm stepping out of it. I'm not going to even try to pretend that I have a say or I have control over what is going to happen to me, because quite frankly, if the universe doesn't agree, or if the universe isn't part of the universe's plan, then guess what? My plan is not going to happen. The universe's plan is always going to happen, and my plan is not. So let me share with you what. So I was briefly saying that to this woman, that this first time she was ever spoken to me, and she said to me, yes, but what you, and she was just talking in general, she says, what you've learned needs to be shared with as many people as possible. You're here to help. You're here to spread your word, right? You're here to share what you've learned. You're here to, quote, help other people. Now, follow me with this. And I've always felt that. I've always felt, yes, I'm here to share and possibly help other people. Yes, I can help others. But quite frankly, let me really get down to the truth. And this is just me, okay? This is just me. This is Rebecca Norrington, not anybody else. But I'm realizing, because all of my life I've been talking and giving advice and offering service and offering help and all of this, all of my life, and especially with this last year and a half teaching the happiness classes, and what I've learned with all of the people coming in and new students coming in and leaving and people re-enrolling and people leaving and people dropping out in the middle of the class, all of this is what I've learned is I've had maybe two or three students. Let me just say three, okay, for sake of argument. In a year and a half of let me, how many students total? Maybe 75 or so students that I've seen. It's just very rough. But there's been maybe three that are actively or have actively practiced, or that are are grasping or are in tune with what I'm sharing. And I was reading an Abraham quote. This is why I'm tying it all in, trust me. An Abraham quote. And this is Abraham right here. It says, "You are perceptual beings." Perfect. "You are perceptional beings with different vantage points. And it doesn't matter how much information is given to you. You will never be able to see beyond the limits of your vibrational, of where you're standing in this vibrational moment. So you cannot live or see or even comprehend what is outside of your own, I don't want to use the word limiting, but your own unique beliefs and your own perceptions. In other words, everything has to expand. Things have to, you have to really have a shift in order for you to shift and to grow and to change. And so what I'm saying is, it's such an individual one-on-one. When you're ready, it's like waiting for fruit to get ripe, right? Each fruit, even though the tree has 100 pieces of fruit on it, each fruit gets ripe at a different stage. So it's very freeing to realize, at least for me, and to take this, quite frankly, this ego-driven thing that, oh, yes, I'm here to help and save and give and save and the world. But in reality, all I'm here is to be an example. The universe is guiding me and leading me for growth. And I just happen to have a platform, radio show, book, classes that I teach. But I have to say, I'm going to let go of thinking that I'm helping, because whoever the universe brings to me, whether it's one person or whether it's 10 people, or whether it's whether it's 11 people, it's never about the number. This for me, I've really switched, because I stayed stuck in this. Well, I'm supposed to be teaching these classes all over the world, and I'm not saying that I'm not open to doing it. But there is a speck. There is a speck, a little small speck of wanting more, of being dissatisfied, wanting more than this particular moment, than what this particular moment is giving me, wanting more than this particular moment. Yesterday, I was with a very close family friend, and it's his birthday next week. In fact, it's his birthday on the 30th. And I bought him a little gift, and I said, "Here, this is for your birthday. Open it on your birthday." And he said, "I'm not opening anything on my birthday." He said, "What I can do today, I am going to do today. I am not good." He said, "For the rest of my life," he's going to be 50. He said, "For the rest of my life, I am not going to wait for anything. I'm not going to wait for a special date." He says, "Today is my birthday." Now, we've talked about that a little bit on the show, about celebrating birthdays and waiting for a specific day to celebrate. But he told me, he says, "As far as I'm concerned, today is my birthday, and I'm celebrating it today. Who knows what's going to happen on Thursday? Who knows if I'm even going to make it to Thursday?" And that just kind of brought me back to, yes, living in the present moment. It really is about this present moment, and the more that I live it, and the more that I soak it in, and the more I savor the present moment in all of what's in all of its richness, in all of its beauty, in all of its richness. Okay, so right now I'm sitting here. I'm sitting in my grandmother's chair, my mother's mother's chair, who's probably almost 150 years old now. It's been redone. It's one of my favorite chairs. I'm looking outside the window. Of course, half the sky is filled with smoke because of the fires. But the other, you could see and you could hear the birds. In other words, really staying in the moment, living in the moment. And if I'm really living and savoring every moment, I'm not going to have time to plan or think about or contemplate or design anything in the future. But what I am going to do is have a sense of a feeling of being really deeply satisfied in this moment. And having that feeling of deep satisfaction in every moment, in every present moment, having a feeling of deep sense of satisfaction and awe and glory and just happiness about each moment, regardless of how it feels and regardless of how it looks. That's what I'm talking about. For me, that's living. If I'm looking back, I'm on my deathbed now. I'm on my deathbed. I'm breathing, about to breathe my last breath. And I'm looking back, quite frankly, the only regret I would ever have is if I wasn't living in the moment. Did I spend a lot of time thinking about what I'm going to do tomorrow? Did I spend a lot of time thinking about what happened yesterday? Yeah. So my commitment, my asking the universe is this is my new thing. How do I live in the present moment more and more and more and more each day? That's it. How do I live in the present, and how do I savor and enjoy the present moment, regardless of what it's looking like? Whew. Another story that I'm talking to. Well, you know what? I think, my audience knows this. It's Sid Cartwright yesterday. And I'm talking to him about, we're talking about respect and how, we look at TV and rappers and athletes and just people in general get upset because they're quote unquote disrespected, right? And I'm using air quotes if you can see me, disrespected. Oh, he disrespected me. Oh, he wasn't considerate. Well, what Sid said yesterday, which is one of my favorite things now, is he says, I have so much respect for myself, because I wrote this down, that's why I'm reading it. I don't need your respect. I don't need anything from you. I don't need you to give me respect. I don't need to demand respect. I have so much for myself. That, don't worry, you don't have to give me any respect, you don't have to give me any consideration, you don't have to give me any, you're good, I got this. And to me, it just struck another chord. Because it's like, it's looking for others to do anything, to say anything, to give anything, when in actuality, we have it all. We have everything we need to give ourselves. We have everything, respect, unconditional love, acceptance, value. And when we are able to look in the mirror or even not, or just to have that sense. Now, I wish you could see me, my dear audience. I'm standing up and I'm pacing. You know, I get into my pacing mode. Now I forgot what I was going to say. Jeez, I was pacing so much I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, 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 okay. When you get to a point where you know and you believe and you feel in every cell of your body the same feelings that the universe feels for you, the same unconditional love, the same acceptance that the universe feels for you, when you feel that for self in every moment for the rest of your life, when you feel the same acceptance that the universe has for you, when you feel that with that much largeness, you won't need anything from anyone else. Not to say that you're not going to get, not to say that you're not going to receive, but you won't need it. This feeling, I'm just speaking for myself, this feeling of searching and wanting fulfillment and wanting to be filled. You know what I'm talking about, that sense of fullness. We all have it from time to time, but I've asked the universe that I want it a lot more. I want to have that sense of being fulfilled in a moment just by sitting down doing nothing more often. And relying on or counting on anyone to do that for you, you're setting yourself up for, we already know, disappointment and heartbreak. Whew. So that was when I wanted to share respect. I have so much respect for myself, I don't need your respect. Oh. And then he said this, because I had to write that down. Even if you disrespect me, whatever that means, even if you disrespect me, whatever that looks like, because remember, we started the show with programmed. So this thinking that this action is an action of disrespect is another programmed thought. This is disrespectful. What happened? Oh, so I was outside the other day, and I was walking down my driveway. Now, I'm in the back. Well, my house is in the front, but, you know, you driveway, and then you go to the back. And then I was kind of walking up the driveway, and I see this dog in my driveway. And I'm looking, and the dog had a leash on it, and I'm thinking, well, who's coming back? You know, you got to walk into the driveway. So either you're visiting me or you're visiting the neighbor behind me, but dog wasn't visiting me because I don't have dog visitors. I digress. But anyway, so this woman, and I said, hi. I said, may I help you? She says, no. And I said, well, you're in my driveway. What do you, because now I'm thinking, well, what are you doing? If you're not here to see me or my neighbor, what? You're walking your dog in a driveway? And she said, no. I said, well, what, do you need help? And she looked at me, and she says, I'm just walking my dog. Do you have to be so rude? Now, she said that to me, and I'm a happiness specialist. And the thing about being a happiness specialist is that happiness specialists have days off, too. So this happiness specialist had a moment off. And she said, so what did she say? She said, for being so rude. And then I said, you're being rude. And then I stopped myself because, listen, I know what's going to happen next. It's called tit for tat. It's called you say this and then I say that and then now we have something going. So she said something and then I said something and then I was ready to stop it because I'm not going to do that. But I got stuck with my you're being rude and thinking, well, that's not always a true perception because what I perceive and what this woman perceives, I asked her a simple question. Is that being rude? Now, in her mind, yes. In my mind, no. So my point is this. The perception, your perception can even be a program perception. What you perceive is happening can even be a programmed perception. This journey really requires a lot of consciousness and a lot of self-awareness and a lot of just a lot of awareness, period, to the point where it can be exhausting. Paying attention and being mindful of what you're going to say and what you're going to do in every moment. So there we go. Respect. Even if you disrespect me, I'm going to be fine because I have that much respect for myself. So I wanted to share that, and I wanted to share about, let's see, the blah, 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 blah. I wait for today. I'm just reading my notes. Did I cover everything? Wait for today. Yes. Numbers. Yes. Do it today. Yes. Respect. This is the bottom line for this show, my dear audience. Oh, I have a few people in the queue. And if you want to say hi, I don't know if this is... Yes, if you want to say hi, just press number one, or you want to say hello or add to the show or not. It's totally up to you. But my point is this. Going back to the students, going back to the handful of students, the one, two, or three students in the class, looking at the world with human eyes versus looking at the world with universal eyes and perceptions, human eyes and human perceptions versus universal eyes and universal perceptions. So if you look out at the world with human eyes, you might find some mistakes, and you might find fault, and you might find something wrong, and you might find some people that you want to hang out with, people that you don't want to hang out with, and you might find some causes that you want to join, and you might find some things that are just off. But when you're looking at the world with the way the universe looks at the world, and the way that I choose to look at the world now, is that you're not going to find anything wrong. It's really crazy. there's nothing wrong with what's going on in my, with what's happening to me or what's happening outside. There is a reason, there is a purpose for everything. Whether I understand it or comprehend it, I'm not even going to try. But what I am going to do is going to really take it up a notch. Changing the world, wanting more peace in the world, wanting more calmness in the world, is not responding and not reacting to that woman that said, "Are you rude?" And I'm saying, "You're rude back." See, that was an example of doing exactly what was done to me, or giving back what was given back to me. And quite frankly, it was a test. It was a test to see what I'm going to do. And so my response was, "You're rude too," is so common and so ordinary and so what the masses do. And I want to challenge you, my dear listeners, and myself also, which I challenge every single moment, is to be different, is to take it another notch, is to do what other people would not do, is to express yourself in this world as an energy and an entity of peace all the time. Express yourself and be an entity and an energy of peace, even when facing negativity, tsunamis, people that are yelled, people that are just, whatever it is, whatever label you want to put on it, because we all know about labels anyway. But it's really up to each individual, if you want more peace in this world, is to be peaceful yourself. And the focus, the focus must always remain on self. When my focus gets outside of self, and I'm looking at somebody else and what they're doing and paying attention to what they're doing, and this dog walking down my driveway and paying attention, no. It's really about coming back inside and expressing with your being, with your humanness, this energy of peace. Oof. Well, if you ask me what I said to this today's show, I wouldn't even remember it. Why wait for today when you can do it tomorrow? Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. I would like to invite you to go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. And my website is Rebecca Norrington at, what, no, no, my website is Rebecca Norrington, RebeccaNorrington.com. Email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Twitter is RL Norrington. Follow me on Twitter. And until next week, I want you all to remember you are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always evolving. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's listen again next week. Connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week and be peaceful.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby.